welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. It's such a joy, as well as an honor and privilege, to minister the Word of the Lord to you on this station every day, Monday through Friday. If you're a new listener, I welcome you in Jesus' name and pray that you'll be blessed. We're living in exciting times, and in the spirit I feel the months ahead of us are going to be a time of breakthrough for many of God's people who have held on to God and been faithful, even when everything around you might have just said, why don't you just give up? Why don't you just throw in the towel? But God has a set time. One of those passages I've always loved in Scripture was, the Lord will arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. Many of you feel like you've really been walking through the valley of affliction, but beloved, I want you to take heart and I want you to be encouraged. The things that we experience in our lives are for seasons, and just like the natural seasons, winter doesn't last forever. Eventually, spring does come, and summer supersedes spring. And then there's the fall, and there's beauty in that time as well. Every season, just as in the natural, has its purpose, seed time and harvest, and there's in every aspect of the natural seasons, which will endure as long as the earth exists. That's what the Lord promised Noah, that just as in our spiritual life, there are seasons. And so if you've felt that you just don't, you know, you don't feel there's a future, you've held on and your Christian experience has become somewhat bleak, and you don't have the faith that you used to have, and there's joy that's gone out of your Christian walk, and you're just in a state of unrest and discontent, I want you to be encouraged. You know, I've been so blessed by the letters that have been coming in. I pray and fast regularly for my UCM spiritual family. And a letter I just got yesterday, it was so wonderful to read that God literally accomplished a miracle in writing off $22,000 in debt for an individual. God is faithful, and He can do what no man, what no agency can do. So I do want you to be encouraged. And if you feel like you're facing some giants, well, that's all right. You're right on target, because the children of Israel faced giants just as they were prepared to enter their promised land. Remember, spies were sent in. In fact, Moses did send 12 spies in to search out the land. 10 came back with a bad report, and only Joshua and Caleb said, we are well able to take the land. So, beloved, and of course we see that generation didn't enter in because of unbelief, but that younger generation that did go in, who was led by Joshua, they had to fight to possess that land. And beloved, if you're not battling giants, well, you're just a tourist. In the first time Israel stepped into Canaan, they began to experience the promise that God had given them, 400 years before through their forefathers, that they would dwell in a land flowing with milk and honey. They were literally there in the land of promise. But what happened? Well, fear held back that original generation. All they saw were obstacles. They saw fortified cities. They saw a people greater than they. They saw the giants. giants, and as a result, they died in the wilderness, an entire generation of them. Beloved, fear is one of our greatest enemies, and that's the subject that I want to be ministering on today and the next several days as the Lord would allow. By definition, fear, I know you can all relate to fear, but by definition, fear is a strong emotion for expectation or awareness of danger. And as we can observe how this entire process begins or occurs, it first starts in the mind. And there have been studies to show that really the two basic fears we're born with are fear of falling and fear of loud noises. That's all that an infant is worried about. An infant just instinctively, naturally will be afraid of falling, or if he hears a loud noise, he's afraid, he starts crying. But as we grow up, as we get older, we certainly add to that list. Some of us have an entire battery of fears, some real and some imagined, but it doesn't make any difference if they are real or imagined, because there's just as much torment in imaginary fears, than the real dangers that we may be facing. Let's look at the Word of God, a wonderful passage found in 1 John, the 4th chapter, and I'm going to read verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. The Amplified says that dread does not exist. It turns fear out of doors, expels every trace of punishment. And what is the kind of love that this scripture, this passage is talking about? Well, it's talking about perfect love, which is God's love. And God's love is what will do this. It will drive out every fear that is not of God. And the only fear that is of God is the reverential fear of the Lord. Our Bible, our present Bible, consists of 66 books, written by about 40 different authors, and it is absolute. It's inerrant. It is, I believe, and I believe everyone who stands on this same page will say it is absolutely the Word of God, and it is valid and applicable for today. It hasn't become irrelevant. It is just as true as in the days it was written. Why? Because it was inspired by God, and that surpasses and supersedes any generation, any culture, any time period. It is the very principles of the wisdom and knowledge of God applied to human behavior and experience. And as we read this Word of God, we know that because God is God, and He's all-wise, all-knowing, absolute perfection, all He has to do is say something once, and that should be enough. That should be sufficient. But in every single one of those 66 books of the Bible, the phrase, the command, fear not, is there. There's no other phrase as predominant in every book of the Bible. And beloved, those fears, I'm not making light of them. We've all at times been tormented by fear. I have in my life fears that really weren't valid, but we still suffer nonetheless, whether they're real or imagined fears. And what do those fears consist of? Well, there's a whole kaleidoscope of many different types of fears. There's the fear of loss, of rejection, fear of the unknown, fear of poverty, fear of loneliness, loss in all of its form, loss of loved ones, loss of health, loss of finances, a position, many things. We're just very fearful by nature. That's our carnal nature. And of course, we know that's as a result of sin. Now let's look a little more deeply at the fears that frequently plague us. And one is a fear that we will get what we want and desire, and then we lose it. Remember, even Job said, The thing that I feared came upon me. He suffered great loss in one day, loss of his children, loss of his wealth, loss of his property and his livestock. I mean, he was wiped out. It was as one spoke, yet another came. And it was like calamity visited the house of Job in a major way. None of us generally have experienced quite as devastating a blow as Job, although some folks have gone through terrible, painful, and excruciating times of agony in terms of loss. And so we also are concerned about if we do get what we want, what if it doesn't work out? For example, you get married, and I mean, that's a legitimate fear. In fact, I just heard the other day that now Christian divorce rates exceed that of the world. Isn't that sad? What if my marriage doesn't work out? Or what if I get pregnant? I might miscarry. Or what if you have children? You could lose them. They could be kidnapped. Something terrible could happen, a horrible accident. We think of all these things. And what is fear, basically? It's placing faith in the what ifs of life. What if this happened? And beloved, God wants to deliver us from fear. He wants to deliver you, and I have so much more I want to share on this, and I know this pertains to every single one of us, and it's more true at one time in our lives than another. But you might feel, well, I'm just doing fine right now. I have no reason to be afraid. Well, beloved, to him that thinks that he stands, let him take heed lest he fall. And it's the time then to show compassion and pray for those who are struggling with fears. Let me pray. If that's you right now and you're struggling with fears, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, you said to cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. And Lord, right now, those that are battling fears, I bind and take authority over those fears, and I release, Father, the very peace of God to flood them. And Lord, they'll stand upon your word, knowing that you are a God who will not leave or forsake them or fail them. Thank you, Lord, for your ministry. I bless you and I praise you for it. In Jesus' wonderful name. Oh, beloved, my heart is full and my spirit is stirred. I do invite you to tune in tomorrow as we're just getting started and sharing what I believe will be a time of real deliverance and release for so many. Thank you so much for listening. And say, I'd love to hear from you. If you're a new listener, relatively new, and you have some needs in your life, know that I will receive your letter prayerfully as well as confidentially. And like thousands have been blessed over the years, I know you will be as I send back what God gives. Thank you again for listening. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.